The following is an address by Helen Spangler, a teacher of Christian Science. It's her association address of 1961, and the title is, Thou Shalt Have No Other Gods Before Me. Our beloved leader, Mary Baker Eddy, has given us the definition of God. Quote, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence, close quote. She further tells us that, quote, God is individual, incorporeal. He is divine principle, love, the universal cause, the only creator, and there is no other self-existence. He is all-inclusive and is reflected by all that is real and eternal and by nothing else. He fills all space, and it is impossible to conceive of such omnipresence and individuality except as infinite spirit or mind. Hence, all is spirit and spiritual. Close quote. Accepting these divine, eternal facts, we realize that God is all that exists at this moment and forever. All means all. Then, where is God? Like the sunshine and atmosphere, He is all around us. Job said, quote, the universe is God's, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Close quote. Someone else has beautifully said, if God speaks to thee in the summer air, the cool, soft breath thou leanest forth to feel upon thy forehead, dost thou call it God? Nay, but the wind. And when out of the dewy garden green some liquid syllables of music strike a sudden speechless rapture through thy frame, is it God's voice that moves thee? Nay, but the birds, who sing to God and all the world. Are we conscious of the fact that all life, love, intelligence, and the supply of every good thing we have is directly from God, the source of all good? Mrs. Eddy once said, quote, no person, place, or thing in all the universe, no claim of circumstance can, by any possibility, interfere between me and all joy and all good. You may falsely think that something stands between you and your heart's desire, and go through life with that desire unfulfilled. But it is not so. Deny it, and you will find yourself free, and good will begin to flow unto you, and you will clearly see that nothing can stand between you and your own. Close quote. All good is here now, and is ours by reflection. Our heritage as God's child, His perfect likeness. God is life, eternal life. Since he is my God, he is my life. Life is the source of all being, and life is expressed in action. This being true, the action of life can never be interfered with and can never stop. Action is divine mind, governed by divine law, controlled by almighty power, expressing eternity and infinity. We should never associate life with matter, with material belief, with finite sense, as if it were a person, a process, or something that can end. Infinite life is the source and transmitter of all action and is everlasting. Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "One moment of divine consciousness, or the spiritual understanding of life and love, is a foretaste of eternity. This exalted view, obtained and retained when the science of being is understood, would bridge over with life discerned spiritually the interval of death, and man would be in the full consciousness of his immortality and eternal harmony, where sin, sickness, and death are unknown." Close quote. Jesus said, quote, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Close quote. Thus we see that we are working not only to heal disease, but to gain eternal life, the knowledge of our oneness with God. We cannot pray ourselves into heaven and leave our neighbors outside, and that means all mankind. For heaven is a state of harmony where there is no consciousness of evil, but an innate consciousness of the ever-presence of omnipotent love. We must prove that this life, or infinite mind, as it unfolds, is the basis of all our conscious existence. We do not attempt to do anything with the lie of death, but to stop believing it, stop breaking the first commandment. One life is enough for all of us, for life is infinite, eternal. There is nothing about eternal life that can die. We exist as one unfolding conscious idea. Life is omnipresence functioning or manifesting itself right where you are and as what you are. When Jesus said to Lazarus, "Come forth," there was nothing there to say, "I can't." Jesus spoke to the one infinite consciousness, which is always the same, always alive, always acting. Quote, "All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation." Close quote. Then we must evaluate everything correctly of which we are conscious, no matter how it may appear to us humanly. Evaluate means to obtain correct value, to appraise as being one with God, infinite spirit. Quote, "All is infinite mind," close quote, infinitely manifested, quote, from a blade of grass to a star, close quote, and as, quote, distinct and eternal, close quote. Everything of which we are conscious is an idea and is alive and living forever. In human belief, things are divided into the animate and inanimate, the spiritual and material, the divine and human. But in Christian Science, we learn that they are not two, but one. That they are called inanimate is only the false material sense of the animate. Because of our ignorance of God's infinite being, of God and man as one being, we accept the false sense as the real. We know that, quote, metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul, close quote. There would be no counterfeit unless there was the real to counterfeit. Christian Science teaches that the universe, as it really exists in the God mind, is a compound as well as an individual idea. The universe contains not only its own perfect individuality and unity, but it consists of an infinite number of ideas, each of which has its own perfect identity and individuality. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, the scientific man and his maker are here, and you would be none other than this man if you would subordinate the fleshly perceptions to the spiritual sense and source of being. Close quote. Our work, then, is to subordinate or subdue the fleshly beliefs and pictures and accept only the real spiritual facts. When humanity attains the true concept of its divinity and maintains it, the mental and spiritual will be harmonized, and truth will reign supreme. This realization, gained and retained, would enable us to fully understand the words in Science and Health, quote, the Earth's orbit and the imaginary line called the equator are not substance. The Earth's motion and position are sustained by mind alone. Divest yourself of the thought that there can be substance in matter, and the movements and transitions now possible for mortal mind will be found to be equally possible for the body. Then being will be recognized as spiritual, and death will be obsolete, though now some insist that death is the necessary prelude to immortality. Close quote. How wonderful! Then being will be recognized as spiritual, eternal, with nothing in it to die. Quote, the true sense of being, close quote. This means God's being, your being, my being. Quote, and its eternal perfection should appear now, even as it will hereafter. Close quote. Jesus said, quote, I and my Father are one, close quote. Identity, individuality, and life were real to him only as spiritual, and he accepted no claim of matter or evil.